just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
On this date, in 1991, rock singer Freddie Mercury died at the age of 45 of pneumonia, brought on by AIDS. Mercury was the frontman for the British rock band Queen. The group's fusion of heavy metal, glam rock, and camp theatrics made it one of the most popular groups of the 1970s. Although generally dismissed by critics, Queen crafted an elaborate blend of layered guitar work by virtuoso Brian May and overdubbed vocal harmonies enlivened by the flamboyant performance of frontman and principal songwriter Freddie Mercury. Members of two bands composed of university and art school students combined to form Queen in London in 1971. Aided by producer Roy Thomas Baker, Queen shot up the international charts with its third album, Sheer Heart Attack. 1975's A Night at the Opera, one of pop music's most expensive productions, sold even better. Defiantly eschewing the use of synthesizers, the band constructed a sound that was part English music hall, part Led Zeppelin, epitomized by the mock operatic Bohemian Rhapsody, Britain's top single for 9 weeks. Spectacular success followed in 1977 with We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You, which became ubiquitous anthems at sporting events in Britain and the United States. The 1980 album The Game, featuring A Crazy Little Thing Called Love and Another One Bites the Dust, was Queen's first number one album in the United States. Their popularity waned for a period in the 1980s. However, a stellar performance at the charity concert Live Aid in 1985 reversed their fortunes commercially. Mercury died of AIDS in 1991, and the band split in 1995. Queen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001.
Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, 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 Galileo.
The first World's Championship Duck Calling Contest was held on Main Street in Stuttgart in connection with the Arkansas Rice Festival on this date in 1936. It originated because of a dispute that arose over who was the best duck caller. There were 17 contestants, and the winner of the event was given a hunting coat valued at $6.60. The competition, which has become a national and international event, is now held every Thanksgiving weekend in Stuttgart. In 1947, the committee began awarding cash prizes. Preliminary contests are held in 38 states and in Canada, and the first prize winner receives a prize package worth more than $15,000.
Well, sir, I can say
the musical Guys and Dolls opened on Broadway on this date in 1950. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing.